and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, it's going to be a variety of different things we're going to talk about. I'm going to be talking about how I just recently saw the critically acclaimed film Seven Samurai. I'm going to be talking about how I'm feeling a whole lot better since the previous episode, and just some things that have been on my mind that I want to share with you guys. So if that's something that interests you, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright guys, hello and welcome back to episode 38 of the podcast. As you guys know, in the last episode, if you guys didn't listen, we were in a pretty rough spot as I really wasn't in the best mood while making it, and I just had a lot going through my mind and just really didn't know what else to tell you guys. So this episode, I kind of want to make it a little more upbeat, a little more lighthearted, just let you guys know how I'm feeling around a week and a half later or so, and just to let you guys know like what I plan to do going forward. So, on terms of the personal side of things, I'm still in the process of job hunting. I do have an interview lined up this week, so hopefully that all goes well. We'll just have to wait and see. But still looking for a job, still being a challenge, but I'm still remaining optimistic about it. In terms of film, I just recently finally was able to watch a film from the Japanese director, Akira Kurosawa. He is regarded as one of the greatest filmmakers of all time, and finally I got to sit down and watch one of his best films, The Seven Samurai, or just Seven Samurai. And for those of you who don't know, you're probably aware of the type of story that it is, as it's been done in tons of different forms of media, most notably and recently, The Mandalorian had an episode that was very similar. So The Seven Samurai revolves around a Japanese village that is under attack by a group of bandits. So a group of townspeople go out and they recruit seven samurai to help defend them from the village. This story has been done countless times, but it was nice to see where this story actually began on film. And then shortly after the film was made, about 6 years later, in 1960, there was an American remake that people are also familiar with. It's an American Western remake of the film called The Magnificent Seven, which has also been remade recently, back in 2016 with Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt. And then, like how I mentioned before, season one of The Mandalorian had an episode about that. As well as Samurai Jack and countless others, countless other forms of stories. And it's just funny to me how no matter how many times I see that story, I'm always delighted and entertained. It's worked this many times, I believe, because it's a very timeless story about people banding together to fight for a common good. And I believe that that's a very good theme for a film to have. Other than that, on the film side of things is where things are kind of a little bit stagnant right now. I haven't really thought of a project to do necessarily, and it's really just been me kicking around ideas and just a matter of me going through with them. But other than that, I will say that not a whole lot is going on with the channel film-wise, and which brings me to my next topic. I wanted to talk to you guys about the director's log. For those of you who have been listening or watching the director's log, I greatly appreciate it, and I'm sorry that there hasn't been a new installment in quite some time. I'm definitely working on changing that. I'm planning on having a video up this Saturday on the 27th, so we'll see how that goes. But this brings me to my next topic of discussion. The reason why I stopped was because I didn't think that the videos were worth watching. I didn't think that they were successful and entertaining enough, and I really feel like I wasn't giving those videos my best effort as opposed to my other projects. And because of that, I feel like not only am I suffering as a filmmaker, content creator, whatever you want to call it, but I'm letting you guys down, because like Granted, even though my audience is small, I still want to deliver the best that I have to 10 people, just like I would to 100 people, to 1,000, to 1,000,000. And I just want to create the best thing possible for everyone, because I know that I'm capable of more, I know that I can do more, and that you guys deserve to see something that's a better use of your time. So I've thought about multiple ways of tackling this issue. I think in the 9th episode, yeah, this is going to be the 9th one. The 9th director's log is, I'm basically just going to be sitting down in front of the camera just explaining how I feel. Maybe trying to make it a little more innovative, maybe some more creative camera angles and cuts and stuff, just to make it a little more engaging. I don't really know. I think what I really need to do is I'm just gonna make a couple more of these. I'm gonna make director's log 9 and 10. Just watch how those perform, try something different with the two of them, and just see what happens when I upload it to YouTube. And if it goes well, if by well I mean like 20 plus views, then I'll continue. And then if it just gets down to single digits, then I will just have to reevaluate the whole thing and just see what I need to do to make these things better. But in the meantime, I definitely do want to make films. I mean, I haven't really been getting that itch to do something like that creatively. Just recently, this past Monday, the 22nd, it has been a year since I released the pilot for the Twilight Zone fan series, Close Quarters. And as you guys know, we initially planned to release episode 2 back in mid-March, but as we all know, COVID hit, so that really wasn't a possibility, and the franchise has remained dead ever since, and we never really went back to touch it. We've tried multiple times with multiple stories, but we could just never get anything together, and we can never find a date to come together and film. Speaking of which, I often forget to mention that the two people that starred in that movie, my two best friends, Caden Brooks and Josh Norris, you guys have seen them, Earth's Mightiest Nerds, they've been on the podcast a couple times. I just wanted to take the time just to say that I'm very proud of them. Both of them have started YouTube channels. Josh, however, has not really uploaded much, but I'm proud of him for at least wanting to try one. And as far as Caden's concerned, his channel, if you guys don't know, he has a gaming channel. His name is Enhanced Fox. I'll leave a link to his channel in the description of this podcast. But I just wanted to say how proud I am of them, even more so Caden, because his channel is just starting to take off. He recently hit 60 subs, and he currently has a video that is up to almost 2,000 views, which is crazy, because just a couple months ago, it was just in the double digits, and ever since then, it's been constantly climbing and getting more views, as well as more likes, comments, and subscribers. So I've been extremely thrilled for him, as it seems like he made a video that the algorithm really seemed to like, and not just that, but that was his most recent upload, and it's still getting him consistent views on a almost daily basis, as well as subscribers. I mean, I check in with him every day, and I'm just ultimately very proud of him, as this is like it's amazing to see. I'm so happy that he is succeeding in this. I ultimately think that out of the three of us, I think he can have the biggest audience. And it's crazy to think that out of the three of us, he is not the most successful of the three of us, as far as the YouTube game is concerned. So, I don't know, that gives me a lot of motivation that you can make a video that people will want to watch, and that'll climb, and that'll get people's attention. But it also provides me with a bit of challenge, as I want to make something that good within my realm of creativity, which is film and storytelling. But also on that topic, I miss those guys. We haven't hung out in, I want to say a month and a half, almost 2 months. And, well, as far as, like, outside of, like, don't know, whether we play games or whatever, but I mean, in person, we haven't seen each other in a while, so I miss those guys. Hopefully we get to hang out soon, but it's just one of those age-old things, you know, when everyone's grown up, everyone's starting to get their own lives and starting to get busy, and that is why I always try to cherish the time I get with them, because I know that it is, it's starting to happen a little less than it used to, at least back when we were in high school, but, like, you know, everybody has to go through it, so I'm not being a downer about it. I know that we're always going to be friends, and we're always going to hang out, and just miss those guys, so if they're listening, miss you guys. So I guess really the moral of this episode, there was really no set moral. The point of this episode was just to give you guys an update and just let you guys know what I'm doing, how I'm feeling, and just everything that's currently going on at the moment. I'm feeling a lot better. Things are still pretty difficult for finding a job wise and just trying to keep that motivation going as far as film is concerned, but I can let you guys know that I'm in a much better mood than I was in the previous episode, and that hopefully in the episodes to come, we're just gonna get increasingly better, and we're just gonna keep improving ourselves as best we can. We are approaching a milestone pretty soon, in the first week of March. So if you guys are unaware, I decided to take a week off from the podcast, just to kind of recharge, batteries a little bit. So this episode, rather than going up on Sunday like it's supposed to, it's going to go up on a Friday. And then 2 days later, on Sunday, you also get episode 39, so that when we upload in the first week of March, not only will it be the start of a new month, but it will be the start of a new number, and it will be episode 40, which is insane now that I think about it. And I think, let me do the math, so we will, we got 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. So we will hit episode 50 on May 16th, 2021. So that is insane that we'll be 50 episodes in. And then hopefully, I did the math and we will not reach the 100th episode until shortly before the 3-year anniversary of the podcast, which I can't even believe I'm saying that out loud, because by the time we reach 100 episodes on this podcast will already have been 3 years old, which is insane, because it feels like I just made this yesterday, but that is neither here nor there. Yeah. Alright guys, that is it for, that is it for this episode. As always, I appreciate each and every single one of you take the time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. It means the world to me, no matter how big or small my audience is. As always, feel free to like and share this podcast with a friend. You can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you prefer to listen to your podcast. Please consider to check out my YouTube channel, MagFilms LTD. You can find it in the description of my podcast page on Anchor. I will be back in a couple of days after this episode is released. Still haven't planned a topic out, but I definitely will. I'll let you guys know. If you guys want more updates, consider following me on Twitter, magfilms_LTD. That is where I'm going to be a little more active in terms of what I'm up to and things like that. I'll keep you guys updated on whether I'm going to try and make new films or not. The director's log is going to come back, and I'm just going to try and get back into the swing of things. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, take care.